Yesterday, more news, more troubling news when it comes to yet another national organization and sexual assault allegations. This time, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, announced they were launching a third-party workplace assessment of their BC office after, like I say, public allegations of sexual assault and other toxic workplace conditions, including bullying and intimidation. The list goes on. A senior-ranking officer within CSIS has also been removed from that office. The Prime Minister was asked about it. He said the allegations are devastating and promised that his government would be closely involved in the investigation. So where do we go from here? Because, I mean, just think of the list, right? You can go RCMP, you can go military. There's a number of different national organizations that have similar problems that they're trying to deal with. Let's have a conversation with Jason Walker, Program Director and Associate Professor at Industrial Organizational and Applied Psychology at Adler University. Jason, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
To start, I don't think there's any question here. A third-party investigation badly needed, right? That's the first step. It's the obvious step. It needs to be done.
Well, absolutely. An external party needs to look at these incredibly troubling allegations. However, you also have to ask yourself at this point, why is this not a criminal investigation?
Maybe it'll lead to that, do you think? Maybe?
I'm hopeful that perhaps that will happen. However, I think organizations, in particular Government of Canada agencies, have a tendency to keep these things in-house.
These allegations that we're talking about at the BC office, they're not the only allegations that CSIS has encountered over the years now, right? There's many more similar allegations.
Absolutely. A few years ago, there was a $35 billion lawsuit out of, I believe, Toronto related to similar issues of workplace violence, bullying, harassment, intimidation, sexual abuse. This is a pattern in government agencies, in law enforcement agencies in this country.
You talk about the fact that sometimes with these agencies, it doesn't end up, you know, in a court. It doesn't end up with criminal charges. And, you know, when you talk about CSIS, I imagine for a lot of this, going public with anything that's going on in CSIS sort of runs counter to probably what a lot of people who work there do as a habit, right? I mean, it's an intelligence service. Secrecy is part of the job. How does that fit into this problem that CSIS is facing in particular?
Well, I think CSIS has two issues there. Number one is the Canadian, the Secrecy Act, right? So there's an obligation to, for national security reasons, to really protect information. At the same time, that does not preclude employees from being able to go to work and, you know, not get sexually abused. So it was interesting when the director of CSIS encouraged those members to file complaints with the police, because it seems to run against what clearly is being communicated to them in the workplace, that if you do that, you might go to jail.
What is the connection? Because you're right. When you take a look, like I mentioned, RCMP, very similar problem that they're trying to deal with. The Canadian military, we know what's going on there with the replacement of all kinds of people at the very top. So it's not unique to CSIS, but these national, you know, call them what you will, law enforcement, defense organizations, whatever, within that community, a similar problem, similar stories, similar allegations. Is there a connection, do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, thank you for asking. And I think there is. What research shows us is that in the general population, about 30% of people are bullied and harassed in the workplace. When you look at first responders, law enforcement, that number goes up to about 60%. So what does that say? Organizations, I think, with this hierarchy of power, with this rank structure, and closed organizations like cop culture, which is needed, right, to some degree in terms of how these organizations are successful. But the problem is that if you speak up, it will impact your career. What I don't quite understand, I think we have to have a bigger conversation, is given how large this problem is, and it's, you know, it's not just law enforcement agencies and Canadian agencies, but like, at what point do we say, okay, organizations have lost the moral authority to govern themselves when it comes to bullying, harassment, and sexual abuse? We need a national commissioner to take this on with the legislative authority to intervene.
What is, okay, we'll get to that in a second, because I think you're right. We've got to do something. But what does it say about the failure to be able to handle this? Because, I mean, Ottawa's been talking about this for literally years now, Jason. I mean, going back, if you want to talk military and RCMP, this is not a new problem, and it seems to just continue. So what does it say about Ottawa's failure to handle this?
I think that this speaks volumes in terms of Ottawa's inability to keep workers safe. It is not a priority. If it was, this would be dealt with. And we could say this is the too hard to touch pile, right? This is too big. This is too hard. But when you have thousands of people, law enforcement officers, females, who are getting sexually assaulted at work by the people they work with, someone has to shake their head and say, okay, we need a change in leadership.
Yeah, it makes sense. The fix, like you say, we've got to have reform, and I think we've talked a lot about that. But part of the problem, and like you say, is it's all done internally. And I know that was a big topic of conversation when it came to the military. We've got to get it out of the chain of command. Do we need a national, and I know you've talked about this, a national independent commission that handles this, that is independent of any of these arms?
I think that is the only way this issue of workplace violence is going to be addressed successfully in Canada.
Yeah, I it makes perfect sense. Jason, great insight. Thank you so much for being here today. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.